On Monday night, the Daily Bread Food Bank had 5 of the 102 registered candidates for the upcoming mayoral election attend the first debate. The candidates were asked 3 questions regarding affordable living and safety by a moderator. The debate started with how each candidate would address the rising costs in Toronto. This concern was raised as in March, the Daily Bread Food Bank had a record-breaking 270,000 clients come in for food. Candidates Olivia Chow, Anna Belayo, and Josh Matlow proposed the construction of community gardens as a program to help feed the city. All candidates said the first step to fight rising food costs was to make housing affordable.
Should be good. Okay. People shouldn't have to choose between paying rent or putting food on the table. And as we tackle the root causes of poverty, like housing, it is imperative that we support our food banks to meet immediate needs.
Each candidate had a different idea on how to lower rent and protect those that do. Bradford, Belayo, and Mitzi Hunter said they would want to build more affordable homes to have shovels in the ground. Chow and Matlow have a different approach, as they want to go after fraudulent landlords by increasing fines related to them.
We cannot solve this problem with the same basis, from the same places, with the same ideas that are not working. We have to change that in this city, because the people of this city deserve someone who has fresh eyes and new solutions to tackle the challenges that we face. And I want to fix the fix, and that's why I'm running to be the mayor of this city.
The final question before the candidates face off was regarding the fare rise and safety on the TTC. Each candidate had a different approach. Bradford, who voted to raise the fare in January, wants to increase security personnel on the TTC. Similarly, Belayo wants to increase security by installing more cameras across the metro, while Matlow wants to expand the transit in Scarborough and develop bike trails and walking paths for people. Chow wants to decrease the fare and increase the spending on the TTC. Lastly, Hunter plans on pairing social workers with transit officers to deal with any violent incidents. She also wants to hire ambassadors that will help keep the station clean. Towards the end of the debate, there was a candidate face-off where candidates could question and debate anyone on the panel. Olivia Chow was debated by all 4 of the other candidates during the round. They all questioned her math when it came to raising money for the projects she proposed. The debate did not end without any interruption, though. During the audience question portion of the debate, as Mitzi Hunter was talking, mayoral candidate Kevin Clark walked from the audience onto the stage. Clark was not invited to speak at the event. Once Hunter finished speaking, Clark began screaming and moving towards the other candidates' microphones. Volunteer staff were quick to grab Clark in an attempt to restrain him. He was forcibly removed from the stage as police moved in to further restrain Clark as he asked, "Where are the police?" Clark was taken behind the stage as he continued to refuse to be restrained. Clark then began to scream candidates' names as he and the officers knocked into the curtain, almost taking it down on the other candidates. The police were able to fully restrain Clark and then began dragging him out of the building. After this incident, it took around 7 minutes for the audience question section to start back up again. Clark is the leader of the People's Political Party, not to be confused with the People's Party of Canada, which he is not a part of, and has been personally running for political office for almost 30 years. He first began running in 1994 for East York. Monday's display is not the first time Clark has interrupted a debate. In 2013, he shut down a by-election debate between Chrystia Freeland and Linda McQuaig. The video of this event has been taken down since its publication, but can be found using the Wayback Machine. Then, in 2019, he interrupted a Scarborough Guildwood debate on the environment in 2019. In the video, Clark can be seen grabbing a microphone and screaming about his political campaign, despite the event not being about politics, but rather the environment. It is currently unknown what has happened to Clark after the event finished. It is also unknown at this point if Clark will be attending any more mayoral debates.